Chapter 4. The sons of Judah were Perez, Hezron, and Carmi, and Hur, and Shobal. As for Reaiah, the son of Shobal, he became father to Jahath. Jahath in turn became father to Ahumai and Lahad. These were the families of the Zorathites. And these were the sons of the father of Etam, Jezreel, and Ishma, and Idbash. And the name of their sister was Hazalelponi, and Penuel, the father of Gedor, and Ezer, the father of Husha. These were the sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, the father of Bethlehem. And Ashur, the father of Tekoa, came to have two wives, Hela and Naara. In time, Naara bore to him Ahazam, and Hepha, and Temani, and Ha-Hashtari. These were the sons of Naara. And the sons of Hela were Zereth, Izhar, and Ethnan. As for Koz, he became father to Anab, and Zobeba, and the families of Ahahel, the son of Haram. And Jabez came to be more honorable than his brothers, and it was his mother that called his name Jabez, saying, I have given him birth in pain. And Jabez began to call upon the God of Israel, saying, If you will without fail bless me, and actually enlarge my territory, and your hand really proves to be with me, and you really preserve me from calamity, that it may not hurt me. Accordingly, God brought to pass what he had asked. As for Chelub, the brother of Shua, he became father to Meher, who was the father of Eshton. Eshton, in turn, became father to Beth-Rapha, and Pasea, and Tahina, the father of Ir-Nahash. These were the men of Rekah. And the sons of Kenaz were Othniel and Sariah, and the sons of Othniel, Hathath. As for Meonathai, he became father to Ophrah. As for Sariah, he became father to Joab, the father of Geharashim, for craftsmen are what they became. And the sons of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, were Iru, Elah, and Naam. And the sons of Elah, Kenaz. And the sons of Jehalalel were Ziph and Zipha, Tyria and Asarel. And the sons of Ezra were Jetha and Mered and Ephah and Jalon. And she got to conceive Miriam, and Shammai and Ishbar, the father of Eshtemoah. As for his Jewish wife, she gave birth to Jered, the father of Gedor, and Heber, the father of Soko, and Jekuthiel, the father of Zanoah. And these were the sons of Bethiah, the daughter of Pharaoh, whom Mered took. And the sons of Hodiah's wife, the sister of Nahum, were the father of Kila the Garmite, and Eshtemoah the Maacathite. And the sons of Shimon were Ammon and Rinnah, Ben-Hanan and Tylon. And the sons of Ishai were Zoheth and Ben-Zoheth. The sons of Shelah, the son of Judah, were the father of Lekah, and Leada, the father of Marisha, and the families of the house of the workers of fine fabric of the house of Ashbea. And Jochim and the men of Kozeba, and Joash and Seraph, who became owners of Moabite wives, and Jashobelehem, and the sayings are of old tradition. They were the potters and the inhabitants of Netaim and Gadira. It was with the king in his work that they dwelt there. The sons of Simeon were Nemuel, and Jamin, Jarib, Zerah, Sheol, Shalom his son, Mibsam his son, Mishma his son. And the sons of Mishma were Hamuel his son, Zachar his son, Shimei his son. And Shimei had 16 sons and 6 daughters. But his brothers did not have many sons, and none of their families had as many as the sons of Judah. And they continued to dwell in Beersheba, and Moleda, and Hazashual, and in Bilhah, and in Ezem, and in Toled, and in Bethuel, and in Horma, and in Ziklag, and in Beth-Markaboth, and in Hazasusim, and in Beth-Berai, and in Shearim. These were their cities down till David reigned. And their settlements were Etam and Ain, Rimmon and Token and Ashan, 5 cities. And all their settlements that were all around these cities were as far as Baal. These were their dwelling places and their genealogical enrollments for them. And Meshobab and Jamlech and Josha, the son of Amaziah, and Joel and Jehu, the son of Joshabiah, the son of Seraiah, the son of Asiel, and Elioenai, and Jeacobah, and Jeshohiah, and Asiah, and Adiel, and Jasimiel, and Benaiah, and Sisa, the son of Shiphi, the son of Alon, the son of Judea, the son of Shimri, the son of Shemaiah. These who came in by names were the chieftains among their families, and the household itself of their forefathers increased in multitude. And they proceeded to go to the entryway of Gedor, clear to the east of the valley, to look for pasturage for their flocks. Eventually they found fat and good pasturage, and the land was quite wide, and having no disturbance, but at ease. For those dwelling there in former times were of Ham. And these, written down by their names, proceeded to come in the days of Hezekiah, the king of Judah, and strike down the tents of the Hamites and the Meunim that were to be found there, so that they devoted them to destruction down to this day. And they began to dwell in their place because there was pasturage for their flocks there. And from them there were some of the sons of Simeon that went to Mount Seir, 500 men, with Pelatiah and Neariah and Rephaiah and Uzziel, the sons of Ishi, at their head. And they proceeded to strike down the remnant that had escaped of Amalek, and they continued to dwell there down to this day.